From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government fighters raised the Iraqi flag over the main government building in the center of Ramadi Monday. Iraqi officials say the next step is to wipe out any pockets of resistance by Islamic State forces. They plan to clear Ramadi and its surroundings of the countless mines and booby traps left there. Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Zahra district. The precise death toll remains unclear. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement in their dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The agreement includes an $8.3 million compensation package for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Here is U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
The two governments made clear that by implementing this agreement, they will, quote, finally and irreversibly, end quote, resolve this issue between the two governments. And we believe this agreement will promote healing and help improve relations between two of the United States' most important allies.
South Korea and Japan have been squabbling about that issue for years. An official with South Sudanese rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar says President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August peace accord. In his Christmas Eve decree, Mr. Kiir also appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to him. The announcement came as rebel advance teams were in Juba to work with their government counterparts for implementing the peace deal.